ad-lib this announcement.
Get creative.
Should I rap it?
Yeah, you should rap it.
Give me a beat. Oh my god.
How do you do that?
Oh, I just did it a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of did do it. Do it again.
I don't think I can.
But they do this. You can do this with your hands.
Should we just do a beatboxing show tonight?
Who has good beatbox?
Yeah, just Colin and beatbox.
Okay, yeah.
It'll be a background for a future Billy Jam remix.
Yeah, I want to hear people's beatboxes.
Wait, I really have to ad-lib this?
Or just read it.
I don't know if I can. Hey, everyone, it's 6:09 p.m. time for... Oh, and it's Friday, that too. And it's 6:09, I said that, and it's Friday. And it's time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
Welcome.
Hello.
To the program. I have an announcement. We should thank everyone who pledged to the marathon, and, you know, people should have received their bills by now. And if they made a pledge and it hasn't been paid, then something has gone really wrong.
You sound so worried.
I am so worried.
You sound so worried.
So if you haven't received a bill, you gotta contact Joe Magasco.
You should have gotten it via email or snail mail.
And the email is pledge@wfmu.org.
Swag will be sent. The swag's awesome. That sweatshirt, dude.
Yeah, where's mine? I thought they were here already.
Only I have one.
I bought one.
Only I have one.
But I paid for one, too, you know.
You still can't get it yet.
Okay.
But you can have a magnet. I'm sick.
I'm not.
I'm sick and I'm tired.
I'm sick and tired. You beat me to it.
And I'm not going to take it anymore. All right, should we do both topics?
Wait, for real? You want to do beatboxing?
I mean, I'm curious what it would sound like. It's probably going to sound terrible.
It'll be funny for like a call or two, right?
Yeah.
No, this is not a repeat, everyone. We are live on the radio. But it is a repeat next week and the week after.
Oh, you know what?
Because the ladies got to live.
Did you have fun at the record fair?
Of course I did.
I did too. I met a lot of people, actually.
Like who?
I met a guy who's friends with Know-It-All who went to high school with Scott Williams. I think his name is Will.
What did he say about Know-It-All?
He was like, I was friends with him. And
why?
Then he sent some other guy who listens to the show. He didn't make me, but I took a picture with him. And then I was like, no more pictures. No pictures.
I met Scott. Yeah, but you had already met Scott.
I hung out with Santo. He was cool as
hell. I didn't see him, did I?
He wasn't there the day you were there. He got me this awesome... Full Metal Jacket book where it's the screenplay and mm-hmm. there's one mistake in the screenplay.
Did you find it?
Not yet.
Are you looking for it?
I haven't started. But
are you going to Google it and cheat?
No, I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to find it.
I like cheating.
I don't.
But I only like cheating when it's against people I don't know.
You don't like cheating against people you do know?
Yeah, because then that's like lying to your friends.
What kind of cheating would that be?
Like cheating on words with friends.
I've been known to cheat on words with friends.
Even with people you know?
No, mostly with strangers because people I know don't want to play with me anymore.
Why?
Because I'm super good.
Because you cheat?
No, I don't cheat. I'm just super good. I memorized all the double and triple words.
I mean, that's all you really have to do to be good at it.
Yeah.
The rest is like... You don't even need to know the rest of the words. You just need to know how to place the letters.
Yeah, exactly. You learn like four words. Za, cat, yeah. Q-A-T.
All the annoying ones.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what's that? And you're like, a small shrub found in Australia.
And you're like, I don't know. I just know I memorized all the words that were relevant. So
people get mad as hell about that.
I play the computer and it makes me so mad when they play those. I'm like, liar.
They're all words.
I know.
They're all words. Double A, that's a word. A-A, that's a word. So many words.
I like to play against Andy because I always win.
Does he let you win?
I don't think he does. He won once.
I love Scrabble so much. We used to play this game called Scrabble Juice,
mm-hmm.
where you would get really, really stoned, and then you would just make up words, and then you'd be like, Farknickel or something. And then you'd be like, this is an ornament that's found, blah, and you'd have to give an explanation, and then everyone would vote. if the explanation was good enough.
Wait, that game sounds amazing.
Scrabble juice.
Oh, I'm going to start playing that.
Scrabble juice.
We play Scrabble when we go to Shruti's house.
Oh, Shruti would be good at Scrabble juice.
Shruti's good at normal Scrabble. She doesn't need Scrabble juice.
That's true.
The best is we always play when we're there, so then the last time we hung out, I confessed that I had been playing Words with Friends with Andy so that we could secretly get better and beat them.
You're not going to beat Shruti and Raj.
I beat Shruti.
Really?
Yeah. The first time we played, I won, and the second time we played, Viraj won, and I was number two.
Really? I want to play against you guys.
Wait, so then they confessed the same thing, and we thought it was so funny, but I guess it's not that funny on the air. Okay, never mind. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your ice cream / candy shop?
It has to be funny.
Yeah, because we don't want non-funny answers.
Puns are always appreciated. I just got beer on my new jeans, and I'm pissed.
You can just wash them, but then they'll never be the same.
I don't wash my clothes.
201-209-9368 or online at WFMU.org, and you can click on the playlist and comments link. Yeah, I washed this skirt and then...
Huge mistake.
Now I can't ever wear it again.
Did I ever tell you the story about, you know, how I had that Shut Up Weirdo bag that you gave me, the tote?
Yeah. Oh, you washed it?
No.
Oh.
We went to Puerto Rico and Kenny washed it, and I had like a meltdown when it came out of the washer dryer, and it was like... literally half the size, and I flipped.
Did it ever stretch back out?
No, I flipped the F out on him.
We only had 10 of those.
I know, I was so mad. Mine's totally ripped up now.
Really? It was that bad?
I was so mad. I like things a certain way.
I mean, when you have something that's like the perfect size, yeah. Just never wash it.
Yeah. You can put your jeans in the freezer. That's what you're supposed to do.
Instead of washing them?
To kill the bacteria.
I don't care about bacteria.
I don't wash my clothes. What I wait for my underwear and my socks to run out, and then if I don't buy more, then I'll like wait for a family event and I'll be ask my aunt if I can bring my laundry.
How many? Like how long aunts. Does it last?
A long time.
You have 40 underwears?
At least.
Do you not wear underwear every day?
I usually wear underwears.
I went through a stage in my life where I didn't wear underwear.
I don't think I like. I don't really love not wearing underwear. My jeans are kind of gross. Tight. My jeans are too tight not to wear underwear.
It's not comfortable. Mm-mm. Guys love that.
Yeah, I mean, on a special occasion.
Aww.
What is that?
It says Jim Price, I love you on it. It's cute.
I love Jim Price.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your ice cream / candy shop?
Does it have to have a
confections.
Theme?
Are those called confections?
Yeah.
Yes. Confections.
I'm off sugar. This is going to be a difficult topic for me.
You only live ice. That's not even that funny.
Yes, it is.
The ice is right. Miami Ice. Not so friendlies, where you get yelled at and insulted with every order.
That's funny.
Okay, you got the phone?
Yes.
Me too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Scoop up Cremo with Freezy and Sprink out.
Oh, jeez. Can I give you a word of advice?
If you must.
Many a word.
When you call into a radio show, having your answer have something to do with the show you're calling in, like making a cute little joke about the names of the hosts or the name of the show, is not a good idea.
But you guys liked it when I did it for the head shop name.
What was it?
Well, he already knew.
What was it?
It was Puff Up Weedo with Danky and Bud Shell.
We like that. Are you sure?
Yeah. Right now, I don't like it. So maybe we've evolved.
You might have just caught us at a weak moment.
Maybe we were just excited and being nice. It happens once in a blue moon.
But I like that he was ready with, you liked it last time.
That
I
was
did
good
it.
Though, right? Yeah. He had his clap back.
He knew. Yeah. He knew.
That was funny, actually.
What's your name, pal?
Nicholas from Montclair.
Oh, yeah, Nicholas.
Hello.
Are you guys old friends?
He calls.
Oh. Thanks, Nicholas.
Okay, goodbye.
Have a good one.
You too.
I'm going to start saying take it easy.
Okay, I like that. Do it this time.
Too much pressure.
No, just do it. Hi, you're on the radio show. Hey, you're on the radio.
You try. Take it easy. Are they scared or are they not there?
The button's pressed.
Scaredy cat.
Hello? Sucker. Hi, you're on the radio.
I am up, Michelle and Fangby.
Jeez.
I don't have time for the non-wild people in the AA rooms. This is Wild Bill.
What's up, Wild Bill?
You sound different.
You sound like you haven't been to an AA meeting ever.
No, come on.
What was that voice you were doing?
I'm not going to go tonight because I'm finally trying to act mature.
Oh, is this? Oh, that's your mature voice.
Oh, I talked to my youngest brother yesterday, who never called the radio talk line. He doesn't have time for nonsense.
Drunk?
Like,
no, he's sober.
He's not weird. The problem.
He doesn't get it.
No, you're right. But he was yesterday. Was his 51st birthday.
Happy birthday!
In the family, and I'm the oldest.
The baby.
No.
We're both the babies.
Yeah. You both are babies, youngest?
Mm-hmm.
Have you not noticed that we're both babies?
No, family-wise.
Yeah,
that's
we're what both the youngest.
We're saying.
Oh, you see, then therein lies the rub.
Yes, exactly.
You're too needy.
Oh, yes,
I'm
so needy.
I'm not needy. Speaking of being brothers and sisters.
My youngest brother was the... What do they call that?
Your eyebrows look good today.
They're not too much. I thought you were going to say they were too much.
No, what'd you put them?
My sister's going to look at my land.
What? Okay, bye, Wild Bill.
No, she was like, we're going to go take a look at it. And I was like, that's mine.
Oh, my God. You better watch out. She's going to try to steal it right from underneath you.
She can't.
Tell your dad.
I will.
Because he will stick up for you.
Then my mom and her were, like, texting about it, and I was like, you can buy it, maybe, but that's mine.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
Scandal.
I knew she was sniffing that out. I knew it.
Yep. My dad won't let her.
Your dad definitely won't let her. 201-209-9368. What's Ken doing out there? Call us. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your ice cream / candy shop? He went this way.
Air conditioner, maybe.
Oh.
Tonight's that getting stone thing. That.
What?
Picking out the stone.
What are you talking about?
It's that thing in Monty Hall. It's really funny where all. There's like
what
seven.
Do they do?
Seven stand up comedians, and I think all of them are high except one, or maybe only one of them is high, and you have to pick out the one who's high.
Whose show is that?
It's Ken's? A variety show. No, it's not Ken's. Huh. It's supposed to be really funny. It's tonight. I can't come because I'm sick, but if anyone else wants to come.
I can't come.
Tickets at the door.
I'm going to Andy's house because it's Gabby's birthday. Happy birthday, Gabby.
Happy birthday, Gabby. How old is she?
18, I think.
18.
Wait, that's a big one. Why is she spending it with us? Wait, I don't think it's actually today.
Damn, 18 Wait, seems like
she,
such a
She
long
called
time
last ago. Week and told us how old she was. I think it was 17.
So young.
Doesn't that sound nice?
It sounds too young.
Sounds nice to me.
Mm-mm. No.
I'd go back and do things differently.
I wouldn't go back.
You wouldn't go back and do things differently?
No. I wouldn't be able to do things differently.
I would party more. Yeah.
You would party more?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
I would. Knowing all the things I know now, I would enjoy it much more than I did.
What would I do?
Party
I think,
more.
No, I couldn't have possibly partied more.
Wait, here's a good one.
What?
Candy pants. Why is that funny?
I don't know, but it is.
201-209-9368. What would you name your ice cream / candy shop? It's clearly summer around here.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster.
You know what? Oh. Scott showed me your picture at the record fair.
What? I didn't see it!
And you look so different than what I thought you were going to look like. You're quite fetching.
Wait, what does he look like?
I don't remember, but when Scott showed me, I was like, this isn't what I was expecting.
We were all very into how large of a man Scott is.
Scott's hands are bigger than my entire body.
Yeah, pretty much. I could not stop staring.
No. And he was wearing that hat. He bought me a Ramones record, which was really sweet.
He was so sweet.
I'm no longer accepting gifts.
Oh, okay. Is that a hard, fast rule?
Nice to hear.
It's a rule. Okay. No longer accepting gifts.
Had a good time.
Just a rule. Yeah, it was fun. You had a great time.
Very good.
How are you, Rooster?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yep. Enjoying the weather here. It's beautiful weather here.
It's beautiful here today, too.
Yeah, right? It is May, isn't it?
Rooster, do you have an answer to today's question, which is what would you name your ice cream or candy shop?
I do.
Oh. Give it to us.
Yeah, give it to us.
Bob.
What?
Bob?
Why?
Well, my ex-wife had an Uncle Bob, and he had a lifetime dream of owning his own ice cream shop where he could make his own ice cream.
Aw, that's cute.
That's really sweet.
He lived out that dream. He actually did that. And so, yeah, there ain't no way I'm going to ever have an ice cream shop. But if I did, I'd name it Bob.
That's cute, Rooster. Now beatbox for us.
Yeah, do you know how to beatbox? Wait, he can't do that.
Nah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Why?
Because doesn't he have lung problems? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't breathe.
Aw, Rooster.
Michelle, I drew you birds.
Those are beautiful.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling, Rooster. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368.
What?
Nothing funny.
Nothing funny?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? Lickety split.
Come on, man.
Hey, that's perfect. That is absolutely
That's funny.
Perfect.
They have banana splits.
That's not original.
Why?
What's that?
Nothing. Good answer.
Because you think it exists? Oh.
Do I think it exists?
Yeah, probably exists.
If it does, I'd like to go to it.
Well,
I'd like
okay,
to
then.
Go to it.
I haven't seen one.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
These okay. answers could be more creative.
Dale says his candy shop is Don't Be a Sucker.
That's pretty funny. But it didn't make me laugh.
And his ice cream shop is Do You Want It Hard or Soft? Oh, God.
Dale.
Really?
Dale.
Oh, wait. Dale has a good one.
What?
What's the scoop?
That almost is funny.
These aren't good.
Why does Ken have three phone numbers?
His cell phone, his drug phone, and his... landline?
He has a drug phone?
Yeah.
What's it for?
Drugs.
To get drugs or to give drugs?
Both.
Huh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hold on. The name of my ice cream and candy shop would be Crooked Bleecker Street or else Crooked West 4th Street. They both go east-west, and they go somewhat north-south, and it's a place to have fun, and I'm alluding in part to the Bob Dylan record, Positively West 4th Street. How about Freeman and Candy there?
How about that?
Great job, dude.
That was quite an answer.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Larry in Brooklyn.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, Larry, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm having fun myself.
Good. You should be having fun.
It's important to have a good time.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Larry.
I think I just fell in love.
With him?
Yeah.
He's spirited.
He was so cute.
He was cute. He seemed nice.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Franny. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
It's so funny now I can picture your face.
Did you have fun at the record fair?
Oh, don't do that.
Did you have fun at the record fair?
Yes, I did.
Who was that lady you were with?
What? Oh, that's my buddy Patty.
Oh, you didn't introduce me.
No.
Nope.
She was also at the art show.
Oh.
Yeah, she was helping me out there, too. I thought you had met.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. What would you name your ice cream shop or candy store?
Liquors and Suckers. Everything for your oral pleasure.
Oh, Scott.
Dirty.
Scott, your dad's listening.
Wait, what? No, I mean, candy is for, you know, for tasty stuff and, right?
Right, yes.
Your dad's listening.
I suppose.
My dad is not listening.
Yes, he is. He just called.
Well, he called in, but he's not listening. He can't listen.
He doesn't listen?
No, he's only heard your show one time.
What? This is shocking.
He doesn't have a radio or a computer, I mean.
He doesn't have a radio. He doesn't have a TV.
He basically calls in blind. He's never heard it. He doesn't know.
Right. No, he has no idea what the show is like.
I love that. That means he's just our friend.
He had a hard time because he was with two guys that were talking the whole time.
That's cool. Oh, that just means he's our friend.
He's not a fan.
If I find out the topic, I text him with
Maybe
it.
Maybe he just...
And then he comes up with his answer and he calls in.
So he texts?
Yeah, he does text. That's about as technologically advanced as he'll get,
Mine
though.
Does. All right, Scott.
Have a good one.
We'll see you. We'll see you at the next FMU shindig.
Definitely.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Plastic Fangs has a funny one.
What is it? Am I going to think it's funny?
I want to play the song that it's named after.
Okay.
It's so bad that it's good.
Give me a hint.
No.
Give me a hint.
No. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Morrissey. Go.
Are you a Morrissey fan?
I mean, I was in my 20s. Now I hate him.
He's such a wimp.
Wait, you gotta wait for the line. Is it coming? Here it comes. Every day is like Sunday. That's a good name. That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. Okay, Plastic Fangs, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt. Oh, speaking of, we haven't sent out Kyle's T-shirt yet.
We haven't?
No.
I sent out that other lady's, Colleen.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. What would you name your ice cream / candy shop?
She left me a voicemail.
Yeah, that was weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
I have two. Is that okay?
Yeah.
One is Unicorn Poop.
Oh my god, that's bad.
The other one can't be better. If he led with that, there's just no way.
That's true. Bad Brain on the comments board says Twilight Cone.
I don't get it.
Like Twilight Zone?
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi. You're on the air.
Chicken.
Loser.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I would call mine the Museum of Sin, because I walk by them all the time.
What was it?
I look
the Den of
in
Sin?
The window, and they're all bad for me, and they're all so beautiful. And
I don't know.
So I would just like have it be that. And maybe you could have a nun, a drag queen nun at the door.
A drag queen nun who berates you?
Why?
Yeah.
Why don't you just treat yourself and have some ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my therapist said, that I would just obsess about pizza and I should just eat a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Or else I just... This was 10 years ago when I wasn't
talking healthy. Your therapist office about pizza?
This was my therapist 10 years ago. Yeah. Not my one now.
Well, there's four gourmet...
Yeah, we talked about pizza a lot. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Why?
And
I don't know, people talk about, like, wanting to kill others and cheat on others.
That's what you talk about, wanting to kill people?
And, like, being raped or molested or drug problems or alcohol problems. And you talked about pizza?
Yeah. We talked a lot about pizza.
Teach his own. All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
You talk about who you want to murder?
No. I was just trying to come up with a list of actual problems. Not that they were mine. Just problems people have in general.
I think it's a problem when you want pizza and you won't let yourself have it. Then I learned just to eat the piece of pizza.
You didn't before?
No.
Then I guess your therapist did her job.
I'm cured. I'm cured, baby.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your ice cream / candy shop?
Oh, I got to tell you what else my therapist said.
Dale says, I would name my sweet shop Diabetes.
There we go, Dale.
What else did your therapist say?
She told me I can't have men buy me things all the time.
Is that why you're making a non-hard fast rule about presents?
One of the reasons.
Why did she say that?
She said she said a lot of things this week, but she said that I couldn't have people buy me things anymore.
But, like, why?
Well, now I don't want to get into the whole thing.
I understand. Interesting.
It was a hard pill to swallow.
How's that going so far?
It's difficult. I realize I really like it when people buy me things.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I wouldn't go on a date if I had to pay for it.
Of course not.
And she's saying I have to pay half.
I always pay half on a date. Or I did.
I wouldn't go if I actually had to pay to be there.
Why?
Because I really don't want to go, so at least I'm getting, like, dinner.
Well, then, yeah, then you shouldn't go on dates.
But everyone's saying I should be dating.
But you shouldn't date. You should date because you want to maybe meet someone, not because you want free stuff.
No, I know, but, I understand that part of it. Yeah. But she said I was a bad feminist.
You're a bad feminist because people buy you stuff? Don't you think that's pushing it a little bit?
I mean,
damn, your therapist called you a bad feminist this week?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I am. Because I always want a man to pay and I always want a man to drive.
But that doesn't make you a bad feminist.
She had, like, a whole reason behind it that I'm, like, she made sense at the time.
Okay.
Do you drive? No.
Well, I'm just terrified of driving. I'm going to work on that, though.
Are you going to drive on your road trip?
Yeah. Absolutely. If he lets me.
You can drive so fast on those roads. It's so fun.
Okay, ready? Here's some more. Sticks and cones.
That I like for some odd reason.
Thick licks. I don't know what that means.
Sounds gross.
Twigs and figs. The cone zone. Sugar chill gang. Wow.
That's dumb. That's a good one.
I want you to know Exile on Hicks Street on the comments board says, if you pay half, it's not a date. And Slick Goldtooth says, use what you got to get what you want.
See, now I'm offended, though.
By which one?
Both.
Both? Why by the if you pay half, it's not a date?
I don't know.
But they're agreeing.
I know. It's weird. I'm offended.
I can see why the other one's annoying. I did a mask last night and I woke up with a giant zit.
Did you do that black one, the charcoal?
No. I just got a bunch of free samples.
That's because it pulled all the toxins out. They came to the surface.
Okay, well, remind me not to do a mask.
That is a zit.
I'd rather keep the toxins inside. It's like one of those giant red painful ones.
I know. I had one of those before.
It doesn't do anything. It just sits there for 2 weeks.
It hurts.
Like, what? I haven't had one of these in, like, years.
I had one there. Remember that a couple weeks ago?
Do you have any concealer with you here?
No.
Damn. I don't have anything. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So, okay.
You want guys to drive for you, you said?
No, that's not what we said. God, get me out of here. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hey, I got two. First one first. I'm just stuttering now. not just vanilla, all right? And a better one, I think, is Mo, M-O, than vanilla. What do you think?
Mo than vanilla?
Mo right. Vanilla?
Yeah, because vanilla's boring.
Mo vanilla,
Mo
Franny.
Than vanilla.
Mo than vanilla.
No, correct. Mo than.
Exactly.
Not more.
Mo.
Vanilla.
That's like, I don't like saying that.
I mean, I don't hate it, but like, it's not amazing.
You sound like a Yankee racist.
Whoa. Okay, then. That's
wow.
A first.
Okay.
I'm neither of those. Have a good one, Mo than vanilla.
That was harsh.
That dude's probably a Yankee racist.
That's
calling him a bad
up,
answer.
Man, that's messed up.
Am I a Yankee racist?
I don't think so. No, no.
I'm not even a Yankee.
No, you're not. You're a lot of things, but that's not one of them.
Thanks.
Do you feel sad? Confused?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, today's confusing. I can't tell if this is a good topic
or
not.
I think I bit my lip and it's bleeding.
It's not bleeding. I thought you were giving yourself a paper cut when you put that thing on your mouth.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, it's Tom from the meetup. How are you, sweetie?
What's up, Tom?
I got a kind of a lame one for you. Ready?
Yep.
Cold-hearted creamery service with a scowl.
What?
Cold-hearted creamery service with a scowl.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
It's not bad, but it's not great. But anyway,
it's better than a lot of our other
check
calls.
Check cleared, by the way. I'm very excited.
Your check cleared?
Yeah, my check cleared. You deposited it.
Sweet.
So I'm not a deadbeat. So
thank
I got that
you.
Going for me. And on the dating thing, the guy's always got to pay on the first date. Always.
I don't think Michelle said it was the first date.
No, she did.
Oh, she says, like, every time she goes out with someone, even though she has an income.
She took me on a date once.
I did. That was a hot date. I walked you over the bridge.
She took me. We took a walk over the bridge. She bought me a beer, and then she bought me a fancy cocktail.
I did.
Ooh.
It was a classy date. Very romantic.
It was a romantic date. Now when I go on dates, I like to walk by this one park, and I make a man do chin-ups.
To see how strong he is?
Yeah, and then I either say, let's go to this other bar, or I say, I'm going to go home now.
So depending on how many he does?
Mm-hmm.
So what's, like, the lowest?
Do?
Yeah,
like you
what's
can't,
the threshold?
You can't do less than 13.
13? That's a lot! How many chin-ups have you done in your life?
I can do one looking pretty.
Uh-huh.
No, I can do two looking pretty. And three looking ugly.
In my whole life, I've done one, and I'm sure I looked ugly.
But you don't have upper body strength.
I don't have any strength.
My goal is to be able to do five looking pretty.
Good luck.
And that's really hard.
Does the man look hot when he's doing 13?
Yeah.
13 chin-ups.
Then you can see his face.
Oh. And depending on where you're standing, his is in your face. Grody. Yuck.
Good luck with the dating scene.
Thanks, I need it.
All right, buddy.
You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it.
Hey, you know what? Men are very taken by me.
That was also just a perfect story.
I know what you look like. Yes, you're taking the ball.
Yeah.
You're taking the ball.
I am.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
What?
Ew, Scott's being gross on the comments board.
Don't read it aloud. Don't humor it. Humor him. How gross on a scale from 1 to 10?
Dirty.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. And tonight we want to know what you would name your candy store or ice cream shop.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. Are we bragging?
Jesus. No.
Well, okay. You always are, so yeah.
I met some of your friends.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I met Will.
He has friends.
You met Will?
I met Will. We took a picture together.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I pledged $50 to your show because you made me famous.
Thanks. Is famous?
You made me famous.
WFM. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
But that's the most. I mean, whatever. Distribute it over your show.
Did you just call to brag about pledging $50?
No, I'm,
oh, my God, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, it's not a huge amount, but I distribute it among the shows I listen to.
Thank you. Great. Why are you calling? What would you name your ice cream / candy shop?
Okay, the simple answer is the Cone Ranger.
That's really good.
It's cute. It's simple.
That's
the
cute.
Other one is...
I just don't
want
to
like
him.
I like the way you think.
What is it?
I like the way you think. And that's a punchline, so if anyone wants to say, what's the name of that store, you tell the whole joke. I don't have time for it now, but it's a hilarious joke.
You don't have time for it.
I don't have time for it?
Do you want to hear the joke?
Well, you can just call the air, tell us about a joke, and then tell us you don't have time for it.
But I don't want to hear it either.
But no, we absolutely don't want to hear it.
It's a hilarious
Have a good one!
That guy's infuriating.
The last thing I want to do is hear someone explain a joke to me.
Especially when he doesn't have time for it after he called us.
What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
I don't know. That guy's a piece of work.
He is a piece of work. It's funny when people say people are pieces of work.
I love saying that.
I know, me too. I called someone a piece of work
today. Some people really are.
I did call someone that today. Who was it? Someone who works here. I can get you one.
I just want to take this one.
Take it, then.
I take lots of pencils from here.
Well, there are good pencils here. Not great office supplies, but...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, you only gave me half a question last time.
What?
Okay.
I shook famous people's hands. I guess that constitutes getting humble, and Wild Bill shook two famous people's hands.
That's cool. What would you name your ice cream shop?
Huh?
Oh, my God. I can't. Hi, you're on the radio. What would you name your ice cream or candy shop?
Jimmy Shelter.
That's funny.
Jimmy Shelter?
Yeah.
What's your name, buddy?
Alex in Maine.
Alex, that's a good one, dude.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Oh, thank you, Graham, for bringing us those special gifts.
I did not have a pleasant time.
You took too much.
I did not. I took half of the recommended thing.
You should have taken a quarter.
I will never be the same again. I'm still recovering.
Really? It was that bad?
Yeah. Oh, I thought I needed to go to the hospital.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was Andy there?
Nope. I was all alone.
Can I have what you're not going to eat?
Andy has taken it all. But I can probably steal a little for you.
I have mine, too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I gave the chocolate bar to Ken.
This is Tristan Nicholas Charles. I don't know if you guys remember me. It's been a while.
Tristan Nicholas Charles?
Yeah.
The third?
I guess you don't.
Yeah, the most.
What?
The third?
No, the first.
Three first names.
Well, the two of them are my middle names.
Wait, what?
Two of them are my middle name.
This is the guy who grew up rich, right?
I mean, of course he grew up rich.
Yeah,
he has like 17 first names.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah.
What's up, rich guy?
What's up?
What would you name the ice cream parlor you probably already have?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What would you name the ice cream parlor you probably already have?
It's a bit of a ripoff of the Morrissey guy, but what about Sunday Yummy Sunday?
Oh, that's cute.
That's kind of cute.
Wait, what?
I hate you too, but that's cute.
I don't hate you.
No, not you. You too.
Oh, the band.
The band. Yeah. Like the band.
Yeah, I get it. Thanks.
Okay.
It's cute.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Question mark on the comments board says Rocky Road to Nowhere.
That's awesome.
And wait, he ended it with Rocky Road to Nowhere ... man.
I love a good use of the ... Where the hell's Robin been?
She's on the board.
Oh, okay.
She's asking if the new audience for Shut Up Weirdo is people about to hit rock bottom / sober up. And I'm thinking, that's not new.
Damn. There are a lot of sober dudes who listen to this show, actually. I think it's interesting. Because we're the kind of girls who make you want to get loaded.
That's not true, you know. I'm so crazy when I'm drunk that Andy now doesn't drink, because if both of us are drunk, we end up fighting.
Actually, I've had a lot of sober boyfriends, yeah, which is nice.
It's a good balance.
I'm not an angry drunk, though.
I get emotional.
I'm always emotional. Except when I'm dead inside.
How can you be both?
I'm a contradiction.
Oh.
And I'm a complicated woman, as you know.
Yes, that is correct. Ow, I touched my zit.
Can I pop it?
No, it's not poppable.
Push it really hard and then it's like a rock now.
Ew. I'm going to make Andy's sister put concealer on it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I would have a kosher bubblegum store and it would be called Orthodox Chews.
What? I think that's funny.
That's weird.
I think it's funny. I like it because it's weird. What's your name?
It's King Dean.
Oh, King Dean.
He is weird.
Yeah, but he has good answers.
He does, because he's weird.
Good job.
That worked.
Good job, King Dean.
Have a
Thank
good
you.
One.
I will.
I will.
I like it still.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow. It's funny that he says the Orthodox. Ice Cream Cohen. My Cohen. And we were seriously thinking about doing this. And we just say, nah. But... he does have a good business mind, and his last name's Cohen. So.
That's good. All right, have a good one. Wait, there's one I love on the comments board.
What is it?
Ra is Rolly. He says, the liquor store, but LICKER.
Oh, that is cute. That's got to exist, no?
Probably.
That is a good one, though. That guy always has good answers.
Tiago wants to know if you're going to give back all of your recent gifts.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, come on. Hi, you're on the radio. It's not like
hey,
retroactive.
What's up, Michelle? What's up, Frangry?
What's up?
It's Franny.
This is Eric. I volunteered at the Frangry.
I can't hear you, buddy.
Wait, is this Eric the hole-in-the-ground guy?
Yeah. Oh,
what's up?
How's it going?
I met this guy by a hole-in-the-ground one time on my street. We were both looking at this construction site, and then we just started talking, and then he told me he liked FMU.
Did you ever go down there?
No, I never went down there because every time I tried, there was a guy down there already who was like, no, no, no.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Well, that's so weird.
I'm on my way to Coney Island right now, but, But, if we could sell donuts, I would be glazed and confused.
If it was a donut shop.
Oh, a donut shop.
But I don't know if donuts count.
Nah, whatever. That's cute.
That's cool.
But, sweet dreams are made of these, also. I don't know.
Ew!
I like that one, actually. That's funny.
Nobody said that?
No.
Oh, well, alright, that's it then.
Alright, thanks for calling, Eric. And thanks for helping at the record fair.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks. It was fun. Bye.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
He looks like
this
he could be in Days
Scoop
and
Scoop. It's a different show, so it counts.
Wait, say it again?
Uh-oh. I think he said sophisticated scoop scoop.
Oh, that's funny. 201-209-9368. What would you name your ice cream or candy shop? This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
What's the grossest color in here?
That entire paisley thing.
You don't think that yellow behind you is absolutely repulsive?
It is repulsive, especially with the blue and the green. Yeah, who painted this place?
I think Ken picked the colors.
Why isn't it just white?
Ken's colorblind and he picked the colors.
This place is gross. Look at the ceiling.
I know.
Just look at it.
We're redoing this at some point.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a first-time caller. This is very exciting.
Oh, welcome. Wow. That's awesome. Welcome.
So I'll make my debut, so to speak, with this is going to be hit or miss for you guys. I would call my sweet or ice cream shop A Minute on the Lips. referring to the, you know, weight losers.
Pretty sure we get.
Yeah,
lift him on the hip.
Are you trying to call us fat?
No.
Is this the first time you call a show and you insult us and tell us we're fat?
I am not talking about. I've
pretty sure he just called us fat, Michelle.
Referring to the saying in general.
I'm kidding, buddy.
It's okay. Don't be scared.
Again? Did I scare you?
Yes.
Good. I was kidding, though.
Oh.
You fell for it.
So, yeah, I know it's a little bit of a potential double entendre, a little, you know, but a little kid wouldn't get that, so.
Cute. All right.
I came up within 2 minutes. I wanted to make my first ever call, and you know, I actually got through, so.
Yeah, that's great. Well done.
I love it when people explain jokes to me.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Bye, buddy. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. My idea for an ice cream store would be Die or Beat Us.
Die or Beat Us.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Die or beat us.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. You can still win a free t-shirt. Call in with an awesome answer. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your ice cream / candy shop? It could be one or the other or both.
I'm sick.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Why aren't they talking?
Because they're wussies.
Damn.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got one. How about brain freeze?
Ha!
No one said that.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Okay.
I know you guys go to 2 hours. You got a great show.
Well, I guess because one is enough.
Alrighty.
Sorry.
Thanks for the suggestion, though.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio. Huh? What? Really? Dude, is the number one phone line broken? Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so.
All right, I'll make a point to check. Hi, you're on the radio.
So I would name my ice cream shop Ice Cream, You Scream. Hey, keep your voice down. This is an ice cream caller.
That's a really annoying answer, but it's sweet.
Well, we sell ice cream, so I hope we're sweet.
Oh! I'm gonna cry.
What's your name, cutie?
Patrick.
Oh my god, that was so sad.
You're cute. You're funny.
How old are you?
28.
That was so cute.
What's your profession? You sound like you love libraries.
No, I work for a beer distributor.
It's like the opposite.
Cool. Yeah. What beer distributor?
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet job.
Are you in New York?
No, New Jersey.
Do you have health insurance?
No, better question. You want to donate a bunch of free beer to FMU?
Oh, yeah, that is a better question.
Is it for a cause or just for people?
It's called
drink?
WFMU, yeah.
It would be for events and stuff.
I mean, I'll see who I can talk to about that.
Email me.
Okay.
Give them your email.
It's on the homepage. I'd rather not give it out.
Yeah, I'll find it. I listen to the show. You give it out enough, though.
Okay, Patrick. All right, we look forward to the free beer you donate to the station.
Cool.
Have a good one.
On the show.
Have a good one.
You too.
He sounded cute.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah. How about Save Me a Lick?
That's good. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your ice cream shop / candy shop?
Is anyone winning?
People are making the obvious joke of candy plants.
That's cute. I like that one.
We only have two on the list. Plastic Fangs with Every Day is Like Sunday. And Alex in Maine with Jimmy Shelter.
I like Jimmy Shelter. We only have a couple minutes left.
How many? 201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through. Hi, you're on the radio. 201-209-9368. Do you know what I did when I got into the station today? Me and Matt Warwick said it to each other.
Hmm.
What's up?
Why would you do that?
And then I said, Michelle hates it when I say that. He was like, I love it.
I don't think it feels good.
Hi, you're on the radio. Like, physically?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I think
first girl.
I call it, if I had a candy store or something, I think I'd call it a Sugar Me Timbers.
That's cute.
I love you because you're the first woman to call tonight.
I can't even believe that's true.
Oh, heck yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Lily.
Lily.
Love the name. Hey. All right, Lily. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Saturday Morning Sweet Shop.
Cute. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's your name?
Turn yours down, please. Hello?
Hello?
You're
Hi.
On the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I on the radio?
Yes.
You are.
Okay. So I would do cones and crones. It would only be really nice grandmas behind the counter serving you ice cream, and they would compliment your outfits and stuff.
I would go there.
I feel like it would be very pleasant.
What's your name, sister?
Elena.
Elena. I like that name. All right, have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
We
didn't get one beatboxer.
We have 1 minute.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're the last call. Don't waste my time. Time wasted. Jimmy Shelter, Alex in Maine, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. We are out of town the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a rerun. Any other announcements?
That's it.
Okay.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter just turned 16. Fuck a Barbie doll. She getting a heck of a touch. Cause this Brick City, Babylon. And nowadays, you can cop an AR-15 straight off of Amazon.
Pony God can judge me. 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 Can judge me.
We are delighted to give you permission to fight it.
Eat a ball, whack. 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 Eat a ball, 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 eat a ball,
rapping about. I ain't these little chumps, little yachties or little pumps. This shit thumps like a body is in the trunk. And you're doing 80 while you hitting speed bumps. I'm with your lady and she drunk, hitting key bumps. Coming home to you, serving you up the sloppy seconds. I'm in my prime too, Primo know I could rock a session. Session, I'm fresh, dip 24-7. My ex pissed, cause she no longer nigga for legend. Your mixtape, digital trash, clickbait. And I've been better than y'all since like the sixth grade. President Chief still shining through the M6. Hold up, didn't you notice my heroic entrance? Pun voice, shout out Nickel, I love voice. We got some joints, you sleeping on them's a dumb choice. I write for the victims, killed by them crooked poles. Entice you with lyrics, make you dig in your soul. I'm looking like John B and them Don C's. Pull up in my new V, park it under the palm trees. Bumping Sean P music at ignorant levels. Flow so hot that I could go sit with the devil. And never break a sweat. Hey, you taping yet? I went insane on flex and I ain't even take a breath. I'm still in them jacks, you wouldn't take a step. Solicitation at its best, but I don't pay for sex. I treat IG models like I treat water bottles. Recycle them as war, rightfully so. Can I rock it? Yes, you can. Can I rock it? Yes, you can. Anytime I come around the city, I'm gonna burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gonna come around and rock it. Can I rock it? Yes, you can. Can I rock it? Yes, you can. Anytime I come around the city, I'm gonna burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gonna come around and rock it.
Straight from the gate, I'm gassing, dribbling not from glasses, hacking, I'm not gonna pass it, foul, get an elbow to match it, settle the racket, sit at the bottom and lay, just like the ship in the bottle, that's the model they face, never satisfied, but that ain't my problem at all, next time you scream in my ear, I'ma holla at y'all, funk pimping, best thing is to follow the law, or swallow your jawbone and charge it to God. They done got me mad, that's fine. They gon' find a home in each bar I have. They demands, tell the hostages, that's too much to give up. I don't want them then, I'm calm, but then that's the stormy weather. That's when I rain on you poor little ornery beggars. Fisticuffs just ain't the move. They too feeble, get a gun for safety use.
We'll be right back.
they offer little. It's like trading a yacht for a box of Skittles. It's not no riddle, I don't joke around. Why when it's so many jokers to go around? Choose one, new son, who's dumb? Actions get them slapped so tough they IQ. X marks the spot where heads is buried, the cemetery, but without a body, detached just like a bat defiled by Ozzy. I don't know why I put up with fools. They feel they indestructible but self-combustible. In other words, they the enemy within, get incinerated whenever they finna be a. They got something to say, then let it be known. They got a bone to pick, I prefer breaking bones. I know some kung fu, tiger style, crane style, they gon' get pummeled. Down, down, left, left punch. That fire all around, send them jettison. Floating away, now where they go? Laser scope, be sure to spot Waldo. I bomb, leave them scorching. Grand prize, nothing, the wheel of fortune.
One, two, y'all, and you don't stop. One, two, y'all, and you don't quit. Check it. Yo, I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And let me ask all of my rhyme is just a small thing. On bad days, there's mad ways to get my revenue up. But don't let them think you nice or they just revving you up. For y'all to die 6 million ways. You little Drew still in the building phase. I'm holding down the one seed in the Eastern Conference. Barbed wire bars pierce the ears of anybody on the fence. To call them sleepers too kind, they in a coma.
Me?
I won't be shocked when my work is in a MoMA. Plus, I never cared much for certification. Word to my GD and kid.